Hey, Wanderers. Yeah, I don't know why Mike keeps trying to make that happen either. Elise here. As always, thank you so much for all of your love and support. Mike asked me to record a little message to play before today's episode, and honestly, what he said last week was beautiful, honest, heartfelt, and perfectly articulated my feelings as well. So go back and listen to his if you haven't. That's also the last nice thing I'll be saying about Mike Jensen today, so don't worry. To the first responders, healthcare workers, and essential workers, we see you, we love you, and we thank you. And to all of you listening, take care of yourselves during this difficult time. A smart lady who still can't figure out how a dry cleaner works once said, "The most exciting, challenging, and significant relationship of all is the one you have with yourself." And if you find someone to love the you love, well, that's just fabulous. All right, Mike. Press play.
Welcome to part two of our full series recap. If you haven't listened to part one yet, it's already out, and you really should listen to that one first. If you've just stumbled upon this podcast, you should know that we've already recapped the entire series episode by episode. Check it out by changing your settings to play in sequential order. Now on to the show. And that brings us to season four, which I actually think is the best season. And I had a really hard time deciding on only... I couldn't decide on two episodes, so I had to throw in three. Because though I don't think it has a lot to do with plot points, I do think that The Real Me is a really interesting and important episode for the characters. And in fact, it is the episode that Michael Patrick King won his Emmy Award for directing.
Well, I think that Carrie has really discovered her look.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. In this, like, when it opens, I mean, it's not my favorite look of Carrie's, but it's like, oh, Carrie's gonna wear some weird shit. And this episode really lets us see who the women are on their own.
Yeah.
Confidence. Like, there's a lot of confidence, there's a lot of discovery. Of course, Carrie falls.
Right. Fashion roadkill is mm-hmm. a very, very big moment.
Right.
Also, this is when Samantha gets the picture taken of her. She has a nude photo taken, and it gets framed and put next to her door at the end of the episode. And do we ever see it again?
No.
I don't think that we do. If I'm wrong, someone let me know. But I do think it's funny that, like, that picture didn't just then, like, live there forever.
Right. Yeah, and...
This is also where we go to Brasserie 8.5.
And this is where Charlotte has the depressed vagina.
Yes.
Miranda's the hunky guy, yeah.
Which makes me really sad.
Why?
Because it makes me sad that that's the end of it. That, like, she feels good about herself and he doesn't like that. And thinks that she's suddenly full of herself. And it is what it is. It's fine. But there are certain relationships on the show where I think, oh, that's kind of a bummer that that was the end.
You know? She shouldn't be with a guy that...
I guess that's true.
You know, F him. You're better than that, Miranda. And, of course, Carrie falls.
Carrie falls.
And then we do My Motherboard Myself.
What a good episode. I love this episode. Once again, I wasn't sure if this was one that made sense as far as, like, plot line goes, but I just thought it was such a great episode for their characters.
Well, yeah, because you see Miranda's vulnerability. Her yes. mother passes away. Carrie's on the patch.
Yes, Carrie's on the patch.
Miranda finally starts to unlayer. Like, we're slowly seeing her get stripped away bit by bit. This is even when we see Samantha cry, you know, start uh-huh. to peel away. Carrie isn't letting Aiden take care of her still. And I love this line because I think, you know, now I'm like an Aiden queen. I love where she says, you know, what happens when you're not around one day? And he just says, where am I going?
Yeah.
And Carrie is used to Big. She doesn't know if he'll be there.
Right.
Because with Big, it was like, where am I going? I don't know. Paris?
Somewhere else. Getting yeah. married?
I have no idea. Yeah. Reminds me... of when my nephew was like four, we were in a road trip, just me, him, and my sister-in-law, and he was really frustrated because it was taking a long time, and he just screams from the back seat, where are we going, Francis? Like, I think he means France.
I think so.
But I like that he was just referring to me and my sister-in-law as Francis.
Francis. Where are we going, Francis?
And there's that beautiful scene with Mary Pat Gleason, who I only know her name because she's my mom's best friend's friend, and Miranda in
yeah,
the dressing room.
Yeah, it's a great scene. I just think I know, like, it's best for me.
Yeah, and it's just this idea of that humans, like, as humans, we want to help each other, and we just know, and sometimes you just need another human, and, you know, and the girls all show up, and everyone shows up, and that's the line where there's the kind of support that just shows up, and you see Steve and Aiden there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great scene. It's a great episode. It really is probably one of my favorite episodes. And then I didn't go with the finale, did I? What did I write as?
I Heart NY, which is the finale. Oh, that is the
finale. Yeah. Okay. So I guess I did a lot of finales, which kind of makes sense.
This is when I realized, like, oh, sorry, do you have something?
No, no.
Okay. This is when I realized that, really, Samantha has been in love a few times.
Yeah.
Charlotte, I feel like, is kind of, this is something I noticed. Charlotte, I think, is kind of smarter than the rest. Like, she takes risks. She really does. And she also isn't too judgy. You know, she's always one that's kind of like, I want love, I want this. And she makes like a funny judgy comments here and there. But, you know, she's had a lot of shit. She was in a marriage, she got a divorce, she's, you know, dates people, and she says when things don't work for her, and when she notices things not working in herself, she's the one out of all the girls that's like not afraid to get help and not afraid to ask for help. And she's open to all different kinds of help. I mean, Charlotte's gone, and I don't think it's coming from a place of like, fix me, fix me, fix me, because we see at the end, it's not like she sits there and says, I'm unable to have children, so why is this happening to me? It's like, I'm unable to have children, this sucks, I'm going to adopt a child. Like, she's always, Charlotte, I feel like, is always trying to find a solution. And she's not, as opposed to, like, some of the other women, Carrie, are just kind of sitting in their shit. I just realized that, you know? I'm like, oh, Charlotte, you're smart. You know what you want. Can you make a mistake and miss your fate? I don't know.
I mean, this is one that I definitely wrestle with, where I think, what in life would be different had I done something differently?
But that's everyone's life.
Sure.
You know? This is when Big moves to Napa.
Yeah,
Big ends up... What happens with Samantha?
Samantha catches Richard with the other woman.
Right. Yeah, and so that's the thing with Big. Like, it's just another thing where Carrie, I feel like, is trying to change the narrative. She's trying to, like, make this relationship something else. She's trying to, you know, she has no sense of surrender.
Yeah.
Carrie Bradshaw is like control, control, control when it comes to Big. And he is not a man that you can control because he's told you what he's going to do. And I'm not saying he wouldn't want you to join him, but only if you want to, which isn't what Carrie wants. And then Brady is born. And someone actually wrote into us today and said, it's so funny how they say, you know, Brady has red hair. Did they forget that Miranda dyed her hair red?
Yeah, that is funny. I mean, we have referenced that she dyes her hair red, but then I feel like we treat her as a redhead after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's season four. I love season four. For the third time in a row at the Golden Globes, Sex and the City won Best Comedy, and Sarah Jessica Parker won for Best Actress in a Comedy.
Thank you to the Hollywood Foreign Press for being so, so kind and so generous. Thank you to my beloved cast and crew, and to wonderful employers, HBO, to John Melfi and Michael Patrick King and Darren Star and Kevin Uvain, and to the city of New York, who is indeed the fifth lady. Thank you so, so much. This is lovely. Thank you.
So they had a nice streak at the Golden Globes there. Like I said, Michael Patrick King won his Emmy Award for season four. This is also the season that Pat Field finally won her Emmy Award for costumes.
If you take a look at this team, no wonder. I'm very proud to work with all of them. And thank you so much. Here's to you, Sarah Jessica, Michael Patrick King. We're happy. I love this job and I love HBO.
Yeah, and I want a smattering of other things as well. But
congratulations.
Cute.
Thanks.
And then season five. Season five is a weird one. I know there are people that don't like season five very much. And I'm one of those. I used to be one of those people. I like season five a lot more now than I used to.
Do you guys all talk on message boards?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm just like, who are these other people that you know? I guess just your friends.
Yeah, I mean, people that I know that watch it and aren't huge fans.
I'm just picturing Mike as like big tool for you on a Sex and the City message board. Yeah, so luck be an old lady.
Yeah, I chose this one for a specific reason. I know there are people that do not like this episode, but that's kind of partly why I chose it. Because for me, this is Carrie at her most defeated.
Mm.
That Carrie has decided that she's given up on love.
Mm-hmm.
She's never going to find another person, and therefore feels that her friends should feel the same way.
Right. She's like, you're all going to hang out with me.
Right, which is absolutely a selfish way to behave. But we are selfish. Like, human beings can be selfish.
Yeah.
And I don't think that it is weird for someone that has given up to be like, hey, we're all in this together, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if I ever get into a relationship, Mike Jensen's going to slap me.
No, I'll be very happy for you. But that's a self-awareness. Like, right. That's a thing that I have to be aware that just because it's something that I don't want, that doesn't mean that my friends don't want it or that I shouldn't want that for my friends. I don't think that Carrie is super duper
Carrie's not self-aware
here.
Clearly. Yeah, and in this episode, too, I think that the women are finding themselves even more as well. Because I think even though Carrie's like, and we get that with the final moment with all of them together on that bus, where even though Carrie's kind of bringing her friends down, you do realize that these are the people that will carry her up. I don't know if that's a word. and Steve ends up watching Brady or Magda?
Magda. Steve can't do it. He's afraid he's going to kill the baby.
Right, that's right. Yeah, Steve can't do it. Magda watches. So this is where Magda's like...
has become the...
Yeah, this is when she gets that promotion.
Yeah.
You know, and Charlotte, poor Charlotte, has to be on that plane with Richard. And
you guys don't make out in front of your friends.
Yeah, but I'm sure it was a little bit more than that. Is this the pearl thong, too? Woof. Man, those...
But when I say don't make out in front of your friends, that means, like, really don't have sex in front of your
right,
friends.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It was a little bit more than making out. And, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, it's super awkward, especially with the fact that they end up broken up by the end of the episode.
Yeah.
That's the whole burning fast and bright thing, I guess.
I guess. But, yeah, and that's one of those moments where I think, like, the women finding themselves, I think it's kind of Samantha finds herself because she realizes, like, she loves this man. And I don't know... I think... I don't know if her reasoning for breaking up with him is, like, the best.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But I think she realizes that she loves him and she can't, like, she's afraid of that,
and that she's also just never going to trust him.
Right.
And, you know, you can argue whether or not Aiden was actually ever able to really forgive Carrie
mm-hmm.
and believe that she would not cheat again. One could argue whether or not he ever actually felt that way. But if you don't believe, if you're with someone who cheats and you do not believe you can ever trust them again, yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, what is the point?
Especially Samantha. I mean, she's someone that, like, and I think for her, her own feelings are scaring her, too.
Probably.
This is when Charlotte gets that card game. Like, people just giving, like, there's certain friends you can joke with, and Charlotte's just not one of them.
She's not, apparently.
But she comes out in that outfit from the gift shop looking great.
Oh, yeah. Trashy great. Mm-hmm. I mean that in a sincerely complimentary manner.
Yeah. And then...
Yeah, I did the finale. I guess I do a lot of finales.
I love a charade. Bobby Fine, Nathan Lane. I'm going to a wedding in the Hamptons in September, and we booked our rooms last November.
Yeah, so...
And at September, like, off-season.
Yeah.
And they were like, you have to do it now. And it's crazy, like... how booked they already are.
Yeah, I don't know what they thought they were going to do if they didn't have Richard's house. I don't know.
I don't know, but the, like, Montauk, like, that's no joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've only been once, and it was in September, and I was staying at a house. Like, friends were staying at a house.
Yeah, we're staying in a hotel, but it's crazy, like, how booked up things are. Like, people get their Hampton shares the year before, at least. And Burger, hello.
Yeah, that's also part of why I chose this episode, is that in a way, this felt like Carrie's reemergence of, like, okay, maybe I can find someone. Maybe I do believe that there can be hope.
But I forgot how quick this one was.
Yeah, it does happen pretty fast. But I think that that's part of her speech that she gives, where she's like, you know, we're no longer dating wildly inappropriate people. It's like, it does sort of become that thing where things do move faster.
Right, but I'm just saying, I forgot how quick their relationship was. Like, it wasn't like a two-seasoner. And I like that he says, maybe we should go on a date before we break up.
Yeah.
And that idea of, like, when it comes to relationships, maybe we are all in glass houses and shouldn't throw stones. And that's, for me, when it comes to, we've had this conversation recently, but, like, me on, like, a dating app, I am so, like, absolutely not. You can, and I have to remember, like, I'm sure there's things I do. I know there are things I do that are completely weird, you know?
Yeah, it's very easy to judge someone quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's season five.
That's season five.
Five's a short one. Season five is the season for which Kim Cattrall won her Golden Globe, though.
The Richard stuff, I can see that.
Yeah, yeah, it makes sense. She has some good stuff that she gets to do here.
You have no idea how many men I've had to sleep with to get this award. It has been an incredible journey. I thought that they had stopped writing parts for women in their 40s who could be funny and strong and sexy. And I'm here to tell you, it's the truth. I have so many people that I would like to thank. Dennis Erdman and Darren Star for not taking no for an answer. Michael Patrick King and three women who have literally changed my life. The great Sarah Jessica Parker, the wonderful Kristen Davis, and my heart, Cynthia Nixon. It's an honor to be nominated with you, Cynthia. And of course, our amazing crew, our exceptional writers. Time's up. Ooh. And oh my gosh, Jeff Wishes, Karen Tenser, all my Kevin Yorn, all my wonderful, wonderful family and friends, especially my girlfriends. Men may come and go, but women stay.
And that brings us to, we'll just call it season six. I know that we've referred to it as six and seven before, but we'll now consider it all just one season. And the first episode that I said to watch was
Post-It.
Oh yeah,
the Post-It always sticks twice. And this is when I realized like how quick that relationship was. And it's this idea of like, why are we in such a rush to move from confused to Confucius? Are we looking for lessons to lessen the pain? And we are, right? Like, there are so many times as of late that I've been like, well, I think what I was supposed to learn from this. And I was like, I mean, cool.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I learned something great. But also, like, maybe this is just life.
Right. I think it's the double-edged sword of like, of course, it is valuable to look at your life and say, all right, what can I learn from that? That's a thing that you should do. But also, there are things that just happen. Like, sometimes things happen and it's like, well, that was crazy, or that was bad, right, or that was good. Or
it's, but life,
you can't
experience.
Even know. You can't even know if it's good or bad.
But I think, like, we do that, or I do that at least, to make myself feel better. Like, oh, I was supposed to go through that experience. Right. And sometimes I think I do. And, you know, I will say there are not a lot of experiences in my life that I'm like, well, that should have never happened. Maybe two.
I mean, the season six ones we can probably also go through a little bit faster because we just talked about them fairly recently.
Right. But I mean, so yeah. So, you know, the ladies, they go out, they go to bed.
Yeah.
Remember, I went to Duvet.
You did.
There's a picture of it on Instagram, you guys, if you want to see it, of me at Duvet in like 2007 or 8. Yeah. So the ladies go to bed. They decide to smoke weed. Carrie's privilege gets her out of getting arrested. They end up at that diner, which I love this scene. I love I May Never Find the Lesson, but at least there was a banana split, because this is, again, like the girls are holding each other up. And maybe the lesson was just letting go. And sometimes that is the lesson. Like, sometimes, I don't know if you guys follow Elizabeth Gilbert at all on Instagram, the author of Eat, Pray, Love, but she posted this thing the other day that I loved on her Instagram that a friend of hers posted, and it just says, "You are afraid of surrender because you don't want to lose control, but you never had control. All you had was anxiety." And I just thought that was pretty interesting because, yeah, there's so many times they're like, well, I can't let go of this because if I let go, then what if it goes a different way? And it's mm-hmm. like, well, yeah, that's what might happen, but it's not control. You're not doing anything. You're just nervous about it. And nervousness is fear, and fear is just being afraid of not getting what you want or losing what you have. And this has been
Deep Thoughts with Elise Castle.
Yeah. You know, and it's kind of interesting too that, like, what a simple, passive way to dump someone. And there's no, you know, we sit here trying to, like, learn a lesson, but that's, like, the most clear thing ever. It just, like, it's written in ink.
Right.
Like, I'm sorry, I can't, don't hate me. That's, and that's kind of, like, the lesson I think Carrie Bradshaw needs to learn is, like, I mean, Berger, I guess he doesn't really tell her who he is, but like, gosh, Carrie, just believe people when they tell you who they are. And I think Berger actually did, honestly, because he was always so worried about his own success.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I was thinking about breakups, and I don't really remember why, but I was thinking about how we villainize the person that breaks up with mm-hmm. someone else. But what was the alternative?
Right.
Be unhappy and what be with someone that you don't.
What was I supposed to do? Right. I remember like, saying that I didn't want to be with you once. Anymore. I was like, what was I supposed to do?
Yeah.
You know, tell me sooner. I didn't know.
Yeah. It's tough. I get it. It's that whole thing of like the Mariah Carey, like someday you're going to regret that you blah, blah, blah. And of course I'm always like, or not, you'll probably be fine. Like, it just is what it is. Like, yeah. Breakups suck, but like, it's also, it is what it is. Well, once again, what was the alternative? Let's just stay together and be miserable.
And then we have one.
Yes.
And I just got grossed out. I was like, ugh, all. I forgot about you and you're back. Right. Here you are. But what
introduces him.
Yeah.
Right?
So this is interesting to me, though, because it proves to me, which is something I need to hear often, to just be yourself. Always. People like you. Even if it's going to be Alexander. Like, Carrie has no idea who this guy is. And she is completely unabashedly herself in that moment when they meet in the museum.
Right, yeah.
And he still wants to take her out. She even hangs up on him like 18 times.
Yeah, it's funny how much she is herself and he still wants to be with her. And then we slowly see her change herself to be who she thinks she should be with him.
Right. And in reality, she just doesn't want to be with him. Because he's not changing himself.
Right.
She changes herself, but she didn't need to. He'd probably be fine with her the way she was.
It's the long slog to get us to, like, big again.
Right, and I don't know if I do.
Yeah. The only way in which I do want to divide... So that ends what we called season six.
What did? I Love a Charade... Or the post did always six twice?
No, one.
Oh, one. Okay.
Yeah, one is the technical mid-season finale. And the way in which that does divide up is that because that... aired in 1 year and the last of it aired in another year, that does change the Golden Globe calendar. So Sarah Jessica Parker did in fact win her fourth Golden Globe for that part of season six.
This is for the cast and the crew, some of whom were here, most of whom were back in New York City, over 300 people who have enriched my life and changed my life, and I have felt incredibly privileged to be in your company, and I will miss all of you very much, for the city of New York, for being so good to us for so many years. HBO, my God. HBO, it's all been said. I joined the party late. I concur. Ira Shrek and Frank Salvaggi and Melinda Relyea and my parents and my family and my husband, I shall not be beaten up this time. He's fantastic. Our friends and families and loved ones and sons and daughters and husbands and wives who have put up with our absence for the last 7 years, we thank you. And for the Hollywood Foreign Press for always being so receptive and good to us. Wrap it up. My God, it's happening. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you very, very much.
I will say, I don't like all.
Yeah, I was never a fan, ever. I never got... Once again, Mikhail Baryshnikov is a handsome, charming guy. It's not his fault. I just never liked this character. I never liked them together. I never thought they made sense together. I'm convinced it was to make us be okay with Mr. Big.
And this is also the episode for Brady's first birthday where Miranda and Steve...
Yes, where they get back together again.
Where Magda finds them.
Where I was just so happy. I was mostly happy for you, Elise.
Thank you.
When rewatching this, that I knew that you were going to be so happy that we finally got there.
I mean, it's just... I love them together. And I think out of all the relationships, you're right. Because... it did evolve in time. Like, they both did grow up. They were never bad to each other.
Yeah, I just think that their relationship didn't make sense those first couple of times.
Right, and if Trey was like, Charlotte, I think we should get back together, I would think like, oh, no, I don't think that's a good idea, because Bunny's still in the picture, or you had these things, or... Harry and Charlotte.
Yeah, we get Harry coming along here.
Now, Charlotte is converting at this point, because at the end of I Love a Charade...
That's when he says that he has to marry someone who's Jewish.
Right.
So yeah, we skipped over their wedding and their, you know, trying to have a baby, because one is also where she has the miscarriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So all of that is happening here.
It's interesting too, because in the first few seasons, Charlotte's wearing a cross necklace.
Yeah.
You know, and it just, but, and I think, yeah, Charlotte, once again, though, like, I think she's the smartest or the most self-aware, you know, she realizes, like, what's important to her. And this episode ends with Al just being, like, gross with the cab driver, and I'm just like, I don't like you, Al.
Yeah, it just never worked for me, but no. You know, it is what it
is. I thought it would change, you know, maybe I might be a little bit more team Aiden. I'm definitely not team Al. Sorry, not sorry, Al. And then we have American Girl in Paris part deux.
Yeah, we have the finale, which is, you know, we just talked about it recently, mm-hmm. So there's probably not a whole lot more to say. There is one moment that we didn't really talk about that I wanted to bring up. Oh, you mentioned it, and then I didn't say anything in return.
Sounds about right.
But there is that moment where, right before Carrie leaves, mm-hmm. after she's given her speech to Al, she says thank you. Mm-hmm. And I remember you kind of mentioning that and thinking it was weird, but I thought about it, and I just thought, like, what if you could say to someone, what if you had the ability to say to someone who you were breaking up with and who probably hurt you, what if you could say thank you? Like, what an amazing thing to be able to say of, like, this didn't work. It wasn't what I wanted. I may have even wasted some of my time on this, but thank you, because I didn't, nothing's a waste of time. Like, I've learned something. I know more who I am. Thank you for this experience.
And it's interesting because, right, like, that's kind of this idea of, looking for a lesson to lessen the pain, but on the complete opposite, she's not looking for a lesson. She's saying, like, I did learn something, and yeah. Like showing gratitude as opposed to trying to figure it out.
Yeah. And I like that. We've talked a lot about Carrie being not very self-aware. And mm-hmm. I think this is such a moment of self-awareness of her.
Where, but I think
she literally, her speech is, I am someone who wants these things, and that's not here. I have to go. But thank you.
And that is direct communication. There you go. Like, finally, she's doing that. And that's what I think I'm saying. And, like, what I'm learning is, like, that stuff is not easy. And it's not, but ultimately, it's what you have to do to move on.
Yeah.
Because everything's out there at that point. Like, she's never going to sit there and be like, would it have worked with Al? Or does Al know what I really meant? He does. Like, you told him, and you ended with some, like, gratitude. And you probably should, Mr. Big should maybe take some lessons, you know? Because yeah. He doesn't know what he wants. But then when he wants it, he wants it, and he wants it now, and he's not going to do anything to get it, which is go get our girl running through, you know, the stairwells. And I got a lot of information. I think we talked about this already, but that he does have all that luggage, and
yeah.
She got it back, and then we learn about his name, John.
John. And that's it. So that's, you know, whether you want to call it the end of season 6 or season 7, but this is, you know, for the final season, they were nominated for, I think, 2 different writing Emmys. Michael Patrick King was nominated for the direction of the finale. And this is the season for which both... Well, first of all, this is the first season where all 4 of the actresses were nominated for Emmy Awards. Mm. And it is the first season that Sarah Jessica Parker finally won for Best Leading Actress.
This is great punctuation for the end of a long sentence. And, I mean, a really good sentence. And, really well worth the wait. And a glorious finish to what was the journey of a lifetime. Oh my gosh, there were so many people who are in large part very responsible for this moment. And starting with, of course, the 3 women who I had the great privilege and honor of working with for 6 years. And of course, the dedicated and dear Michael Patrick King and his very, very gifted and loving staff of writers, Darren Starr for the idea. And the offer. Oh my God, no way. Listen, and the list goes on and on. And so in favor of not offending those names who I forget, let me just say I am indebted to the crew and everybody who I had the great thrill of knowing and loving and working with. And to our audience, we never took your commitment or your devotion for granted. And New York City, who told the greatest story of all in the last few years. And of course, to my family and my friends and my agents and my lawyer and my business manager and my publicist and passersby who always wanted the best for me. I feel particularly blessed. Thank you so very, very, very much. Thank you.
And Cynthia Nixon won for Best Supporting Actress.
I would very much like to share this with my 3 co-stars, Sarah Jessica Parker, Kristen Davis, and Kim Cattrall. I want to thank our crew. I want to thank Michael Patrick King, Darren Star, and all our wonderful writers, HBO. I would like to thank Emily Gerson-Sains and Angela Tarantino, who take better care of me than I take of myself. I would like to thank my wonderful mother, who is here with me tonight. And I have been acting for 25 years, since I was 12, and I hope to act for another 50, but I don't think I will ever have another job like this one. I miss it, and I thank you.
And I think the one thing I really noticed, too, rewatching this, is, like, we're so quick to be like, I don't like her, or she's this, or she's that, or she's this. And it's like, they're just humans.
Right.
You know, if anyone followed me for like a week, they'd be like, oh my God.
But I also think that's why people are so quick to dislike Carrie. I know I've talked about it before, but I think that because Carrie is the lead of the show and we all want to see ourselves as the lead of the show.
But also watching this, I realized like there is so much shit that Carrie does that I do.
Sure.
And I don't hate myself. I was just watching this like, am I a Carrie?
Right. I've said this before. We're like, when I used to think that I was the Carrie, and then I was like, no, Carrie's kind of annoying. And then I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah. Like, I think I'm like a Carrie Miranda. Like, I think I'm like a Miranda, but a Carrie.
Yeah, we're really hard on her because we want her to represent us. And so when she does something that we don't think we would do, or that we are not aware that we do, we get mad at her.
But in betwixt us airing this, or in betwixt me watching the show and us doing this finale, I did a lot of Carrie shit. And that's why I'm watching this. I'm like, shit, Elise.
Did you learn nothing from the last 2 years of your life?
Did you learn nothing from Carrie Bradshaw?
Things we should learn from Carrie Bradshaw.
Everything.
Believe people when they tell you what they want.
And who they are.
And when you want something, state it directly. I mean, the number of times that I've said something like in a roundabout fashion so that I don't get the answer that I don't want.
Right.
I've never done that. I'm just kidding. And there you go. So that is our sort of overall recap of, you know, 94 episodes of Sex and the City as told through 13 choice episodes. We will be back. I will insert here when we'll be back. There's going to be an announcement at the very end. Because we don't know when we're going to be back, but we are going to be back very soon
To film the movies.
To film the movies.
Sex and the City, starring Elise Castle and Mike Jensen.
Where we both play Carrie and Miranda. And there you go.
Thanks. Oh, wait, I couldn't help but wonder.
Okay, all right. What are we covering here?
Through the whole series. Wow. I feel like we already did like a Nova Wonder.
Yeah, we did. But if we want to try it again, I guess I couldn't help but wonder. I couldn't help but wonder why it took Carrie so long to figure out what she wanted and state it specifically, except for the fact that we all do that. So I guess I couldn't help but wonder how it took so long for us all to realize that we are, in fact, the Carrie.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. Like, I mean, I couldn't help but wonder why I didn't see that clown table sooner.
Yeah,
that's, no, but that's also, a good like, one. I couldn't, same. Like, I couldn't help but wonder why, like, while watching this, while I was like, yeah, she sucks. And then I'm rewatching, I'm like, nope, that's me. Like, maybe that's why. Like, maybe we all are the Carrie, you know? We want to be the Miranda because we want to be like, no, I'm ballsy and no bullshit. But so is Carrie at times. And we want to be the Samantha because we want to be like, no, I'm sexy and confident. But so is Carrie sometimes. And we want to be the Charlotte because we want to be vulnerable and sweet.
And pretty.
And pretty.
Like,
but
put
that's
together. And that's Carrie sometimes.
Is hashtag Carrie all of them? What
if this whole series, it was really just Carrie and she's just imagining three other friends?
Oh my gosh. That's very like, what movie was that?
That M. Night Shyamalan one?
The Ring? The one with the little boy where he's like, I see dead people.
Sixth Sense.
Yeah. Wasn't that kind of like where like it was kind of that
thing? Kind of sort of ish.
Yeah. Maybe like no one else was ever there.
It was just Carrie the whole time.
And like at the end, she's like, and I couldn't help but wonder, would I ever find three girlfriends like the one I've been imagining for the past 6 years? Or would I just walk around Manhattan talking to myself? Yeah. And then like it cuts to like someone like, Carrie, it's time for your lunch.
And she's been in the mental institution that she thought her ex-boyfriend was in.
Yeah.
I think we have a real good thriller
and
on our
Bunny
hands.
Bunny is actually her nurse.
Yeah. Oh. Twist.
Twist.
And she's also invented Magda as, like, a caretaker.
Yeah.
for the Miranda part of her.
Yeah, but it's like a male nurse, and he's like, she just calls me that. I don't know why. And Mr. Big is like this big teddy bear that someone bought her once.
Who never says what she wants because he's just a teddy bear.
Yeah.
He can't talk, Carrie.
And Burger is her burger. And they're like, why is she always talking to her food?
We have a good thriller on our hands. All right. We'll be back soon. Insert time here with the movies. Thanks for coming along on the ride.
Bye. Bye.
As I stated in the previous episode, it's impossible to know when Elise and I will be back to talk about the films, but we have every intention of doing so as soon as we can. For now, you can visit us at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWpodcast. And if you haven't already checked out our Instagram, do so now. We're going to be posting moments from the show that we talk about, starting with this recap, and eventually going back to highlight past moments from the show. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. We would love it if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review there. But most importantly, stay safe. Take care of yourselves and take care of each other responsibly. We'll be back soon.
How are you doing there, John?
Yeah, we did this last time
too. I know, but I will never not do it. Karanda. Mary.
That's too normal.
That's normal? Yeah.